We've got a story about two ministers who are trying to redefine what it means to fight racism. Talking about race can feel like navigating a minefield. The ministers outside Denver use compassion, spirituality, and laughter as a roadmap. Colorado Public Radio's Anne Marie Awad spent some time with the Soul to Soul sisters. She has our story.
The first thing you need to know about Reverend Don Riley Duvall and Reverend Tawana Davis is that they don't have a church. They don't need one, says Riley Duvall.
The work that Tawana and I are called to do, we could not do in the confines of a congregation or even a denomination. We had to create our own thing and do it how we feel it, how we feel called.
She says both of them already put in their years as pastors in the African Methodist Episcopal Church. Then they retired to found their nonprofit, Soul to Soul Sisters, 3 years ago. Davis says in order to do the work that they do, fighting racism, they had to play by their own rules.
We don't need someone to give us permission to do the work, but we are creators. We are co-creators. And if we can't co-create in doing that work, then do your thing. God bless you. Wish no ill on you. You rock and do what you believe is anti-racism work, and we're going to do this.
And what is this? It's facilitating conversations, predominantly among white people, about racism, about how it works, all the different ways it can manifest itself, and most importantly, what a white person's role is in the task of dismantling racism. At first, they would give presentations to congregations, but Riley Duvall says not everyone wanted to hear what they had to say.
Heard a lot of hurtful things, a lot of hurtful things, and we just decided absolutely not. That's not healthy. That's not self-care. We're not going to open ourselves up to being treated like that.
Nowadays, the pair let people come to them. And they have, to the tune of more than 800 people just last year. They run multiple programs now, including one that still involves congregations. Another, called Facing Racism, is a four-week intensive. There's lots of reading, from writings by Malcolm X to rap lyrics.
It is okay, and it is loving, and it is responsible for us to be like, it's not me, it's not my work to educate this person.
At a session I attended, people discussed wanting to confront racist family members or asked for advice on how to navigate tough conversations with friends. No one was called out and no one was judged. Again, Reverend Tawana Davis.
We are encouraging critical feeling and critical thinking so you can think differently in this world. So we are, again, exemplifying and embodying what it is to experience difference and how to do this dance.
The two also emphasize that the work of combating racism is ongoing. So there's a Facing Racism alumni group that meets monthly. Debbie Zucker is a facilitator with Facing Racism.
Well, we get kind of a big load of software as white people that gets downloaded. And now we're beginning. White people are increasingly interested in understanding what was handed to us.
Zucker says Soul to Soul's approach works because it's compassionate and loving. No one is there to be singled out or called a racist. She says people come to the group to learn and to grow. Zucker has seen it herself.
I mean, one white woman just looked at Don and Tawana and said, oh, I just got it that you care about your children as much as I care about mine. And the room just fell deeply silent. It was so honest, and it was really brave of her.
Riley Duvall says it's moments like this that show the impact of Soul to Soul's work.
Giving permission, getting permission to be in the midst of challenge is beautiful for folks, is an opportunity that most folks do not get, do not have, and people are hungry for and appreciate.
And that appreciation shows. The organization is growing, and the next installment of Facing Racism will be bumped up from a four-week intensive to 5 weeks, and that's by popular demand. For Here and Now, I'm Anne Marie Awad.